Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
A couple of stories I want to add some extra perspective to this morning out of Madison. We'll get to the renewed recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in a moment. The Racine recall peeps say, trust us, this time we've got the signatures. You and I have gone back and forth on how much coverage to bring this. On the one hand, it's happening.
Right, and it is the Assembly Speaker.
And they continue this effort. On the other hand, the last time we saw this movie ended embarrassingly at best for this recall group,
right,
that claimed it had all these signatures, and then many of them turned out to be from outstate Wisconsin and other things, and perhaps achieved by unscrupulous means, as was alleged. So more on that in a moment. But first, a little bit more perspective on what's going on in court with Act 10. We had this story in the top of the hour news. This was widely predicted. Conservatives warned that everything from the Governor Scott Walker administration was going to be relitigated if voters allowed the state Supreme Court to flip from conservative to a liberal majority. If you didn't believe it, it is starting to happen. Act 10, Governor's signature piece of legislation, right out of the gate when he began his first term in 2011. In fact, I still remember the day when Charlie Sykes walked down the hall. This was back when we were all in the same building there. Mm-hmm. I'm at 4 and Sykes was doing his morning show. And he says, this thing is going to be a big deal, this union thing. I hadn't even heard about it at that point, but he obviously was having people prepping him for what was to come.
Yep.
This is going to be a big deal. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll make a note of it. Okay. Blew up the state, right? The act stripped most collective bargaining powers from public employee unions in Wisconsin. The precipitated massive protests then at the Capitol. Senate Democrats fled the state, tried to block the legislation from being enacted. After it passed, you had a legal challenge to the law that ultimately failed. That's a really quick explanation of what went down there. Now the plaintiffs in this case, public employees, suing once again, starting the process in Dane County Court, which is entirely likely to end up on appeal at the state Supreme Court. What are the arguments? TMJ4 News in court in Madison Tuesday.
They don't provide any explanation for why the categories were constructed in the way they were, presumably because there is no plausible explanation.
That's attorney for the plaintiffs. So the public workers, Jacob Carabel there is the attorney. Point they're going to focus on is that while most public employees lost those collective bargaining powers, Governor Walker excluded police and fire unions. Remember, famously or infamously, depending on how you look at it, from that. So they remained status quo while teachers or custodians or DPW workers or what have you bore the brunt of all of the changes. So what the plaintiffs are going to argue here is that makes the law unconstitutional. Keep that in mind. Unconstitutional. We'll clarify in a moment. First, the rebuttal here to that. Steve Kilpatrick, attorney for the Republican-led state legislature, said it was entirely within the legislature's power to create these different rules or different classes for public employees.
The legislature, in crafting Act 10, decided that it was going to give robust collective bargaining rights to a certain amount, certain job classifications. To those job classifications, it decided that it could not live without if a work stoppage occurred.
The argument at the time was Governor Walker was concerned that there would be job action, that public employees weren't going to be real happy about this, and that there might perhaps be strikes or sick outs, the latter of which we certainly saw among teachers in particular, many of whom ended up protesting at the Capitol during that spring of 2011. So Governor Walker exempted public safety unions from the new rules. So firefighters and police got to do their thing, as always was,
right,
and then created this new category. Here's the thing to keep in mind as this continues to move forward. The courts, once again, are not being asked whether Act 10 was a good idea. Maybe 13 years out, you don't think Act 10 made the state stronger or that it was bad for education or whatever your argument. A separate question entirely as to whether or not the governor and the legislature had the authority to draw up the rules as they did. Many a law can be passed that even if you don't like it, doesn't mean it's not constitutional. I think of like marijuana, for example. Widely popular view is that we ought to, at the very least in Wisconsin, have medical marijuana. Nonetheless, there's a law in the books that says it isn't. It doesn't mean it's unconstitutional. It might be unpopular, but it's not unconstitutional. So that is ultimately the question now before the judge in Dane County, who will rule, who will be appealed appellate court will rule and will be appealed regardless of which way it turns, right?
It'll go to the state Supreme Court.
Barring the unforeseen, that's where it ends up. The court now leans 4-3 to the liberal side. We did have that little side note, and there is some conversation about Justice Protasiewicz, who was that swing vote elected last spring.
Oh, she could recuse herself from this case.
At least indicated she would consider that. Now, she's going to be under tremendous pressure from the left, who got her elected, to not recuse herself in this case, because she would be the swing vote. High Court, if everything plays out as people would expect, would then rule 4-3 to overturn Act 10. Without her, you got a 3-3 and things remain status quo. Again, you can predict this because the court has made itself predictable in this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be nonpartisan, but that's how it would set up. So that's where we are with that and why it's back in the news once again. Also mentioned the Voss recall quickly here, the same group that tried unsuccessfully to force that recall election for the Assembly Speaker, whom I will point out again, with the rest of the Assembly, is up for re-election in a matter of months.
Yeah, it's almost June.
Right? They're trying again to force a recall, even though Voss is but a few months before the primary. One of the reasons he continues to argue this is a distraction and a waste of time and resources. Nonetheless, Speaker has a lot of enemies on the far right. Former President Trump crowd here in Wisconsin wanted Voss to continue to push to decertify the 2020 election results, wanted him to be more forceful in efforts to oust the head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They are moving forward with this new batch of signatures. Last time around, Voss's people even alleging fraud. As many of those signatures, as I indicated, came from outstate. They weren't in the district. Questions about the process and gathering those petitions as well. Even had someone text us yesterday saying, yeah, I was approached over the holiday weekend here to sign one of these things and didn't care for how I was being spoken to. I didn't feel like the person asking me to sign this was being upfront with the motivations here. So some of those allegations still floating around this time around. But here's how it goes now. Speaker Voss has 10 days to officially challenge the petition. As well, the State Elections Commission still has to determine whether or not there are enough valid signatures.
It could throw it out. It could say, yeah, there's not enough here.
Challenge or otherwise. They say they've got 9,000. They need just short of 7,000. So we'll see.
Why do this now? I've already been through this once. Why do it now, knowing that little to no work is being done in Madison, really, or at least nothing of significance at the moment, right?
Right.
Why not just run in November? If you want to challenge somebody.
Because it's not about that, right? Not about Voss or what would come in the next several months or any of that. It's about somewhat of a vendetta and, secondly, getting on the radar.
Yeah, right? And you wonder that. You wonder whether or not, you said it, get on the radar of the former president. So if former President Trump wins the election, will he then have these people on his radar to maybe get a job or something? Is that what this is? Is this running for attention?
It will be in his favor.
Yes. Running for attention so you can maybe get a job or at least be thought of kindly, in which case you can
get a friendly tweet.
Reap the benefits from that.
Janelle Branchon's doing a great job. Yeah, she's a great patriot there in Wisconsin. I mean, whatever.
And maybe that leads to something down the road. It seems like that's what this is.
So the clock ticking on that recall effort. Again, Speaker Voss has 10 days to officially challenge the petitions. 8:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News.